Hi everyone, welcome to Empower, my power, your power, our power. I'm super excited today to have here the lovely Edward. But first, on this episode, we will be exploring the journey of India's leading fashion stylist and a true fashion icon himself, Edward Lal Rampuria. Edward is a fashion consultant and stylist who has been an integral part of the Indian fashion industry for the last 16 years. Sweet 16. During that time, he has worked with the country's best-known fashion magazines, styled editorials and campaigns, and worked with talent from across the globe. A graduate from NIFT Delhi, NIFT as you say, right?
Yeah.
He worked as a fashion stylist with Elle India and later joined Vogue India in 2007, where he was fashion editor till 2012. Till recently, he was the fashion director of Harper's Bazaar and still consults with them. Currently, he is one of the most sought after fashion consultants in India. Edward has worked with Bollywood actors like Aishwarya Rai Bachchan, Priyanka Chopra, Varun Dhawan, Sonam Kapoor, to name just a few. In the last year, his portfolio has included campaigns for Maybelline, Karl Lagerfeld, L'Oreal, Pantene, Lakme, Raymond, and Pepsi. And he's collaborated with global brands like Dior, Gucci, Vuitton, and Uniqlo. Everything we love. So he's also an accidental influencer, just like me, and an advocate for genderless skincare and beauty. So let's find out more about Edward. Welcome, Edward. Thank you so much for taking time out for us.
Of course, anything for you.
How sweet. So, Edward, not many have achieved what you have in the Indian fashion industry. Tell us, how did your fashion journey begin?
Well, it wasn't quite fashion in the beginning, you know. I'm from a small town called Mizoram, and you know, there you don't really have such exposure. But but a chance meeting with my career counselor in school. I was in boarding school in South India, where I told this guy that, you know, I am not interested in, you know, doing medicine or being a doctor.
Right.
I love fashion. What should I do? And I had no idea there were even, you know, fashion courses. So he said there's this really cool college called NIFT.
Of course.
That's where you need to go. So I set my ways on that, you know, told my parents. Of course, it didn't just happen just like that. But,
right.
You know, after a lot of convincing, my parents finally agreed to send me there. That's how my journey started.
Lucky for us. I mean, what a great talent. Otherwise, we wouldn't want you to be a doctor.
I mean,
more power
to
all the
doctor.
Doctors, but we love you in fashion.
Yep, absolutely.
Yes. So you come from northeast of India, as you mentioned, Mizoram. How has that influenced? Has it your fashion taste and styling?
You know, I don't know whether it has. In a sense, I do feel that, you know, the northeast people do have a very different sense of style. I don't know where the influence comes from, but, you know, if you look at any northeast person compared to like a regular, you know, mainland India, as I call it, you know, there's a certain difference, you know, there's a certain flair. And I do feel that, you know, I think people over there want to look good, dress good. They want to educate themselves with the latest happenings and trends. And I think so, but in terms of influencing my work, I don't know. I have
yes.
a very particular style. I like very simple, minimal things now.
Right.
So I'm not sure whether it has influenced me, but in terms of, you know, exposure, maybe it has.
Yes. And what wonderful skin all of you have. So I understand the whole skincare and the passion for skin. You know, I always feel that people from the Northeast are glowing, you know, always.
They eat good food.
Something to do with the diet, of course. We're going to come back to that later. But tell me, so you've worked with the best of the best in the industry. From Elle to Vogue, Harper's Bazaar, what has been your best experience in each magazine and what was your role in each of these that you loved?
You know, I'll tell you what. So I think each had a, you know, a certain, you know, era of my career, you know,
absolutely.
In a sense, you know. So I think Elle is when I just started out.
Right.
I learned, you know, like my beginnings was there. I learned a lot from Elle. And then I think Vogue really groomed me, you know, at an international level, in the sense that we were sent international for fashion week. So there's a lot of exposure
absolutely.
That I had. And I was a fashion editor there, and then when I left Vogue, when I joined Harper's Bazaar, I joined as a fashion director. I think that the role is much more mature. Mm-hmm. So I feel like, you know, it teaches you to sort of like, you know, guide a team, be responsible, you know. And here, you know, as you know, magazines is not just about shooting editorials. You're responsible for, you know, the ad sales. You're responsible for clients, you know, answering to them, you know, working with them, all that. So,
Yes. So
each phase had a different role, I think. You know, for Elle, it was like my young period, grooming period. Vogue was my exposure period. Mm-hmm. And I think Harper's was, in a way, my grown-up period.
Yes. Yes, so much respect and integrity. And you've been lucky enough to work with some of the best magazines
in the
world.
I've been very fortunate. You know, I've been very, very blessed.
But it's
to
the
work
talent
with,
and hard work that gets
so.
You there,
yeah.
too. You know, a
yeah,
little bit of luck, talent, and hard work, of course. So tell me, what does it take to become a fashion stylist, according to you? Is a degree in fashion enough, or you need more qualifications?
Honestly speaking, I mean, I don't think there's a lot you can teach when it comes to styling, but I do want to say that, you know, just because you can dress yourself well doesn't mean that you can be a good stylist.
Absolutely.
You know, I really feel like a lot of people these days, they're like, oh, you know, I have a good dressing sense. I can be a stylist.
Yes.
You know, I can style a celebrity. But I feel like there's a lot more to it than, you know, that. I think it's, you know, for me, I think as a stylist, it's so important to have like a presence of mind, because, you know, on shoots, on fashion shows, a lot of things can happen.
Right.
It's about like your quick thinking, how we can solve this problem. And sometimes, you know, I feel like we stylists are mediators. Sometimes we work with big clients and big celebrities. You're like the middleman to kind of like, you know, suit both sides.
Absolutely.
And see how can we come into like, you know, an agreement to what we want, you know,
right.
The middle ground. How do we reach the middle ground? So all that, they don't teach in college. So
yeah.
I feel like, you know, on ground experience is very important.
And
of course, you know,
tools.
I do feel that, you know, having a fashion education is important.
Mm-hmm.
Just to understand, you know, have some fashion background to understand the fashion industry. But I think, you know, assisting a stylist is one of the key things one should do to gain experience, on-ground experience. I mean, there's nothing more precious than that.
Absolutely.
There's so many things that they don't teach you that you learn on the job.
I think that's why internships are also very important.
Yeah,
because
absolutely.
That's how you start and you grow, you know?
Yeah.
So I remember I interviewed Rosemary Madhavji in Dubai, and she's big into fashion and beauty. So she was lucky enough in her early, I think 19 or 20, and by 21 she was working with Tom Ford when he was at Gucci.
Wow.
So she's, you know, a Canadian Indian. And she was like, I studied in London, and then I got onto this job straight out of, because I did an internship and they liked me and they hired me.
Yeah, yeah,
so internships also, she said, they teach you so much. It's not just all glamour and fashion.
It's not glamour
at all.
She said
I had 5 o'clock mornings and all kinds of work.
Yeah, absolutely. I think, you know, if you join the industry because you think it's glamorous, you're in the wrong profession. It's not glamorous at all.
Right.
You're lugging 10 suitcases, you know, early mornings, horrible, you know, weather conditions that you shoot in sometimes. So you need to be very strong.
Yeah, exactly. So tell me, what kind of shoots and stylings do you do or do you love to do?
I do everything. I do commercial styling, celebrity styling, wardrobe styling, and editorial. But I definitely think that, you know, editorial is my first love. I started my career, my job doing editorial work. That's where you can really show your creativity. You can work with a team. So definitely that's what I like the most.
Yeah.
But I like commercial jobs because they pay well.
Absolutely.
Pays the bills.
Yes, of course. And I feel the reach is amazing too with commercials. You know, Pan India and even overseas.
Yeah, yeah. Absolutely.
You know? So yeah, that's great. So at least you're honest. We love what you do, but we would like to, you know, make some money out of it.
Absolutely, why not?
Yes, why not? It's hard work. So the fashion industry is ever evolving. What are the current trends you see these days?
You know, I am not a very big follower on trends.
Right.
I like to keep it classic. Even if you look at my work, especially now, the past 5-6 years, I like to keep it classic, trans-seasonal. So right now, my trend is rewear your clothes.
Yes.
I strongly believe in the rewear movement. Buy less, buy better.
Nice. Yeah. I like that. Buy
That's
less,
my trend.
Buy better.
Yeah.
Yes.
That should be a trend forever.
Actually, don't buy things that last longer, quality over quantity.
Quality over quantity. Yes. You know, stop buying super trendy clothes because you'll get sick of it in Absolutely. 2 months.
Yeah,
you know?
Like the little thing I do for that when I get too tempted is I get my high street trendy stuff, but then the classics I invest in statement pieces with designer things.
Absolutely, it's good to invest in key pieces, you know?
Exactly. So thank you for that. The fashion industry, any staple item you see as a recommended trend to all our viewers or that they must have in their closet?
There's so many, you know, key pieces that I think one should have. I think for first and foremost, I think a wonderful cocktail sari. I think that's so elegant. You can wear it anywhere. It
Lovely,
never goes out of style.
Right.
A nice blazer. I love blazers.
Yes,
I'm wearing a blazer
too.
Right now. I'm always in blazers. I think for men and women, it's a classic. You know, well-tailored blazer is a must. A white shirt is a must.
Right.
A pair of well-fitted denim jeans is a must.
Yes.
A good handbag, you know, work and for party, even if you just have one clutch and one nice handbag tote, I think that's perfect.
Yes.
Sunglasses.
Yes.
You know, I'm going to spill all the secrets. And
stop there. This is free advice from Ed. Lucky us. Just for you guys. Okay. So tell me, but you've actually named a lot and really quickly, I love it. That's why you're so good at what you do. You know, it just rolls off the tongue. So, okay. Any distinctive, so you have a very distinctive style. Any distinctive pieces or things that you keep in mind for your pieces when you choose your outfits or when you're choosing outfits while you're styling a shoot, on what basis and aesthetics?
You know, I think every shoot, every situation is different, so I kind of go with the flow and see what I can do. I don't really have, I'm really not the super plan kind of a person.
Right.
So I go there and just go with my impulse and my intuition.
You're a natural.
I feel that's the best. Yeah.
Yeah, perfect. So we would love to know some of the designers and stylists who inspire you. Any fashion icon you look up to?
I do have a lot. I mean, I won't say I look up to in that sense, but I really admire them, what they do. For example, I love Grace Coddington. Her work is amazing. She's one of the greatest stylists in the world. I love Rihanna. You know, I think her style is fantastic.
She's badass.
She's badass.
Yeah.
And, you know, these are the two people that comes to my mind.
Okay,
I can't really think of anybody else as such, but, you know, these are definitely the greatest people, at least according to me.
Okay. Any fashion icon you look up to from the old days?
You know what? So I am suddenly obsessed with Audrey Hepburn.
Okay,
I love what she's done. I'm watching her movies and beautiful. You know, her style is, again, you know, so classic.
Timeless.
You know, timeless.
Yes,
you know, even if you wear something now, it's still timeless. And that's what I love. I love timeless pieces.
Okay, lovely. So biggest fashion faux pas?
You know what? I mean, what a faux pas to me might not be a faux pas to another person. So I think that let's keep it
okay.
a secret.
Okay, fair enough. So, tact. Has the pandemic affected the consumerism pattern of the fashion industry? Are people more into loungewear than party wear nowadays? Although I'm hoping that the, you know, COVID passes completely soon. And how has the pandemic affected the fashion industry according to you?
I think that it has affected the fashion industry in so many ways in terms of business and everything. I mean, that's a different conversation we should have.
Yes.
You know, altogether. But, you know, I think initially, like last year when the first lockdown happened, I think the trend was more loungewear. But now there's a new trend called revenge dressing, where people want to dress up and step out, you know, because they're so bored of wearing the same house clothes. So they want to buy new clothes and step out. Even if you're going to the supermarket, they want to dress, you know.
Yeah, or just a quiet dinner and you're like all
dress
elaborate.
Dress up still. So that's what I'm seeing right now is a trend.
Okay, fair enough. Okay, so tell me, you know, your portfolio is very impressive.
Thank you.
What is the secret behind your success?
You know, I mean, if you call this success, I would love to do a lot more. I don't think I've even reached what I want to, you know, maybe halfway. But, you know, I think very importantly is hard work.
Mm-hmm.
Very, very important. And also being your authentic self.
Yes.
You know, I think it's so important to be authentic, so important to be yourself because you are you and, you know, nobody can change that. And a lot of times I feel people want to be other people just to impress somebody or do something. And I think when they see your authenticity, I think people flock to you. That's what I believe.
Yes, no, that's, and you really are genuine. I mean, I know how we met very, you know, accidentally, as that's our word. So, and you're such a warm, wonderful, genuine person.
Thank you.
So again, thank you for doing this for
us. It's a pleasure.
Yeah. So tell me, any piece of clothing or item that you feel should be done away with and never return to fashion?
Oh gosh.
Could be an accessory.
You know what, quite honestly, this Y2K fashion that's coming back, I don't love it. Yeah. You know, I believe that low rise jeans are coming back, that should never come back.
Yeah, not for everyone either.
Yeah.
I'm stressed now, you're in the gym more. Okay. So you've traveled extensively for work. Which city, according to you, rules the fashion world and why?
You know, actually, there are different, you know, cities for different things. I think New York is very casual, but they have that nice casual mix of good fashion and casual. Italy, I think Milan, the men are just so impeccable. I love their colors, the colors they choose. You know, they're so super stylish. Their tailoring
is fantastic. Especially their summer suits on the men are fantastic, I feel.
But the French women, you know, the Parisian women, you know, they have this very effortless style.
Mm-hmm.
So I think each city, they have very different styles. So I don't think I can just choose one.
Yeah, of course. But I think you described it very beautifully. As an avid traveler and a fashion lover too, I try to adapt to every place I go to and dress.
Yeah.
And I also
I never want to look like a tourist.
Exactly. Yes. And we did discuss this. So what I love is that when you're in Europe, there's lighter makeup, there's effortless dressing, it's very elegant.
Yeah.
And when it's more fun when you're in a Miami or New York,
it's
there's
much more
color,
casual.
Trendy.
Yeah.
You know? And then when so basically wherever you go, I love that. And the focus on even how the makeup and skincare is, you know, differs
every
country.
Yeah, and London is a lot more edgy.
Exactly.
Know, so,
yeah.
More experimental.
Yeah,
so.
And I love the whole boots and the studs and, you know, anyway, the rock chic look a little bit for myself whenever I can pull it off. So I love that. So tell me, genderless skincare. Any last words? I love that you're
propagating
it. You know,
I'll tell you what. So how the word came was, you know, I started getting interested in skincare, I saw a lot of brands were just targeted towards women. There wasn't really a lot of products that are targeted towards men. Even if it's there, they're really dull and boring. They're this gray color,
they
have like aftershave and all that stuff. So I really wanted skincare that works for both. And I do feel that, and I say this every time when I speak about it, I don't think skin should have a gender.
Absolutely.
It should have only a skin type.
Yes.
So I truly believe that, and I feel like a lot of men can use the beauty products that are targeted towards women, but we all have similar skin, you know. So
I love what you said, skin is skin.
Yeah.
It shouldn't be
a gender.
Exactly. Love
so
that.
So that's what I believe. Yeah.
So that's your new passion. I'm looking forward to a talk that you're having.
Yes. I'm quite nervous and excited as well.
No, I'm sure you'll do wonderfully well at it, since you're a natural and you really do speak, you know, from your heart and from your experience, of course. So that brings us to the end of an amazing and fun chat with the lovely Edward. Edward, any last words?
Yeah, work hard.
Work hard and look good always. Thank you, Edward, for sharing the story behind your success in the fashion world. Such a lovely chat. And thank you, my lovely listeners, for tuning in. I'm super excited to have Edward here. We're going to do some fun Q&A and a little styling with you. I'm trying to speak it out of him. So, you know, don't forget to catch up on all this and more podcast related videos, photos, and of course the podcast episode. All the content on my Instagram and Facebook, Pinakshi Kuwadekar. And of course, the new episode comes out on Empower every Friday at 5 p.m. So feel free to email me anytime for any questions, queries, or anything at all, fun and fashion related, of course. And until then, as always, keep smiling, keep shining like his skin, and don't forget to own it. Have a safe and fantastic week, everyone. See you next time.